So you start a new job. You want to get settled, kind of get to know your way around a little bit. What are the first orders of business that you write down you want to take care of when you take over this position?
It's just getting to know the staff. Getting to know, you know, it's easy for me to know the building because, you know, made a couple changes, but I know what it is. I know a lot of the people, the support staff and whatnot. But getting to know the coaches on your staff, there's a couple guys I haven't worked with. So getting to know them.
Looking at every game from last year, every play from last year that a guy played. You know, some of the guys didn't play a whole lot of plays, so we need to know about them. And the guys that played a whole lot of plays, we need to know about them. So we're evaluating those guys, seeing what their skills are, but also seeing what their limitations are. And try to utilize the things that they do well, and obviously when we fit them into our defense.
The biggest thing is evaluating the personnel that's here. I think you have to be right on your team more than anything else.
Doing what John needs us to do to get started with the draft, that's important. And then, you know, getting with Gary, you know, what does he need done initially? And then just get us started with our system and seeing who we have on the team and start to build a team.
And then the second thing is, you know, you start evaluating the league and see who can help you. So that's the second part of it. And then the third thing is obviously the draft. You know, you've got to get involved in the draft and, you know, find out who's going to help you down the road.
Peyton drops to throw, loads it up, home run ball, Sanders right sideline. Emmanuel Sanders is there, and Denver's got a touchdown.
He said during a press conference, like John Elway and Coach Kubiak, everyone's going to respect the time Peyton Manning needs to decide what his next steps are. But looking at him, evaluating it through the lens of his potential offensive coordinator, what do you see?
Well, obviously he's a record setter. I mean, he's, you know, a fantastic. He's a Hall of Famer. So who wouldn't want to work with that? And it would be a great opportunity to work with somebody who's done some great things, different quarterback than I've worked with, and certainly learning things. I mean, that's what you go. Each year is not, when you coach, is not so much, it is wins and losses, but it's how much you can win and how much you can grow also. You know, so learning from him, you know, I pick his brain every day.
So moving forward then, how much does it help you? Maybe you start a little further ahead and you have guys like Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware up front, and you know you've got the corners like Chris Harris Jr. and a key belief. How does that set a foundation for you as you start to prepare how this defense will play?
Well, still, when you look at them, you see what they do. I mean, you know, how well they play the corners, how well they bump, whether you want to play a lot of bump with them, or even man and zone, you know. Same thing with, I know the two guys can rush, so they need to rush, you know. And so, you know, you start from there.
When you're watching film, Coach, how do you identify effort and want to? What things you have to have?
That's really the easiest thing to identify, really, to be honest with you. I mean, when you see a guy that's flying by people and finishing the play, what I call finish twice, when he's back at the ball after being passed it, that's a guy that you knows the right way to play. And fortunately, we have some of those guys, so we just need to try to get as many of them as we can.
When he was introduced as head coach, Gary Kubiak made a point when he started his press conference to really thank Pat Bowlen. When you have ownership that's just as vested or maybe even obsessed with winning as all you guys are, everyone knows coaches are, when you have that from ownership, how much does that help you do your job?
It's a real honor to be here with Mr. Bowlen, to be honest with you. You know, Mr. Bowlen took a chance on me when I was young, you know. I mean, obviously I was here because of Coach Reeves, and he did a lot more for me early on in my career than I ever did for him, and I'm hoping now that I can help him achieve his goals.
This town, the fans, the expectations, as a player and a coach, you tend to meet those things if they're high. I've been in other places where they didn't expect a whole lot, or if you didn't do well, that was okay. Well, that's not okay here, so the expectations are high, but that also helps you. I think this team wins more because of the organization, the fans, and the feeling of this town that, hey, we want a winner, we want a big winner, and that helps the players, I think, play better.
I've always felt really good about this building and then working for Mr. Bowlen, because you knew that he was going to do it right, and he was going to do it right by you.
The combine's around the corner, the new league year after that, the offseason program is going to be here before we all know it. When you first get the offense together in a room and address them for the first time, Coach, what will one of your messages be as you start this path and start working towards 2015?
Well, the first thing that I've done over the years is just make sure that
we're all on the same page, that we're all accountable to each other. I'm accountable too. I got to do my best job every day. And it's the effort and the accountability to do that job. You know, we may not have the greatest play, but if you play faster than they do, you're going to have a good play. And we're all accountable with our effort to get it done.
The biggest thing is you want to be as fast and as physical a team as possible, and you want to be able to see that on tape. I want our opponents by the first game, by when we go through preseason, our opponent that first our first regular season game should see that on the preseason tape and say, well, we got our work cut out for us. That's what you want to establish. And then, you know, fundamentally, you want to really concentrate during these OTAs and during the offseason part of this year. And during training camp, that you get your guys fundamentally sound as quickly as possible.
I always say the first thing is you know, you have an assignment and you have a responsibility. Your assignment may be to cover the guy man-to-man or play zone or rush the passer or play a B-gap or an A-gap. That's your assignment. But your responsibility is to get to that football. We're going to have everybody getting to that football. And that's the aggressive mentality I think you have to have a great defense.